All right, this is But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
So, what have you been up to? You are a hard man to track down lately.
I have, well, a few things. I took a trip to Atlantic City, which was, it was very interesting.
Did my home state treat you well?
Your home state did treat me well, for the most part. Now, Atlantic City was a lot of fun. I don't know, have you been there?
I was there a while ago. Now, when I went there, I wasn't old enough to drink. And can you gamble at 18?
No, it's 21.
I thought so. I mean, I don't really have a huge interest in terms of going to casinos and throwing away my money because I have so little of it. I would much rather hang out with my buddies and play poker or something like that instead of playing against people who really know what they're doing. But I've been to Atlantic City. I've seen the atmosphere, and it's not
That's
good.
That's a way of putting it.
Yeah.
Well, now when we were on the boardwalk or at the casinos or whatever, it was nice. You know, some of the casinos might have been I don't know, maybe 10 years overdue for a re-renovation or whatever, but not bad. I mean, it was nice, but Jesus Christ, you get off that boardwalk, you get more than a block away from the beach. It's something. I mean, it's a lot of boarded up stores and it's something.
Yeah, it's an interesting place. I've seen pictures because I guess my family used to go way back, and they had a pretty good pier and a diving horse.
Oh, a diving horse. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't. Not in real life.
I have. I don't know if maybe it was already illegal, but I was in upstate New York as a very small child, and I actually think we have it on video. And it might have been near Lake George. And, they stuck a horse up on a fucking diving board and just dropped it in the water. I don't know how high it was. When you're a kid, everything seems huge. So it felt like it was probably 200 feet, but it was probably 15. Yeah, they dropped that horse and it was, I don't know. Even back then, I was this is a little weird.
Yeah. I guess they also had a diving bell and they would send a guy down into the diving bell. And I don't know what the point of that was, but it was something my mom remembered as a kid. And she was like, I remember going and seeing the guy in the diving bell.
A diving bell?
Yeah. It was I don't know, it's that little capsule that the guy goes into and he goes down and it's an early version of James Cameron.
Oh, all right. So it's a little submarine capsule type deal?
Pretty much.
Do they serve drinks while you watch said diving bell?
You know, I didn't ask.
They should.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
They probably should. The waitresses were a little surly in Atlantic City. I felt a lot of the people that worked there or just were around there were they had shown up one day, tried to make it rich, and they just never really left. Mm-hmm. Because we get to Bally's and normally your waitress walks by and you're like, hey, can I have whatever? You just kind of, I'd say it nicely. So the waitress is walking by and I just lean back and go, hey, vodka tonic whenever you get a chance. And she looks at me like she wanted to fucking kill me. She goes, she's like, no, you used a screen. You order on the screen. And so apparently there was this little touch screen on the machine I was at. And she starts hitting it. And she goes, you use this. And I was like, okay. All right. Sounds good. So we had to order our drinks that way. I ended up leaving because I thought she forgot me anyways, and she tracked me down in the casino to give me my drink. And I was terrified, so I walked away and I did not give her a tip, which probably only made her hate me more. But at that point, I really didn't give a shit.
Now, at this point, were you wearing anything that distinguished you as being somebody from Boston?
No,
okay.
I don't think so. No, other than opening my mouth.
Because I can see her going back home to her sad husband and being like, I met this guy from Boston, and he was a jerk. He didn't even tip me. He ran.
And then he's going to go grab his shotgun and find some jerk from Boston.
Exactly. First guy he sees with the Red Sox hat he shoots.
So, what have you been up to lately? How's things down the office?
Down the office. It was so much easier when we worked and sat basically catty corner to each other.
It was great. When we could just talk about our coworkers.
Yes, and you would just turn right around in the chair and just start making a jerking off motion.
That's usually the way most of our conversations ended or began.
Mm-hmm. So I was gonna mention something about Atlantic City because Atlantic City is very big in my girlfriend's family in terms of her grandparents, one of her grandparents. I guess I should say one set of grandparents. Is there an easy way to distinguish between like father's parents and mother's parents?
I don't think so. I think you have to like. You have to explain the whole thing.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
It's terrible. There really should be another, like, like mother parents or father parents or something.
Well, what about maternal grandparents?
No, that just means that they're not, you know, I don't, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means.
Maternal is of a relating to mother, isn't it?
Oh, is that? Oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right. So could you say that? Could you say maternal grandparents and paternal grandparents?
I don't know, but I'm going to.
So, well,
I'm doing it.
Go ahead. I don't sanction it, but go ahead.
The show is called But You're Wrong, so I think it's okay if we're wrong.
Yeah, I think you are wrong.
So her maternal grandparents like to go to the casinos, as I think most grandparents do.
It is something to do.
My grandparents loved going to Atlantic City. They would play the penny slots. They wouldn't go up to a nickel. That was too much.
High rollers.
Yeah. And boy, do they love that buffet. They love that buffet.
I did not hit the buffet, and I kept trying to push the buffet, but I don't know.
People didn't go for it?
No, no one else wanted to go.
So my grandparents loved the buffet. But I don't know. I think her grandparents love the buffet. We'll say they do. I don't know. I'm sure they're a big fan of it.
They get the king crab legs.
Yes, but they used to go out to Atlantic City a bit more. I don't think they do it as much now because they're making a big deal. Because I guess Pittsburgh or around Pittsburgh is making more money with its casinos than Atlantic City now.
Really?
I believe so. It was some news report. I don't know how true it is.
For all you know, they were talking about something completely different.
Quite possibly. But they used to love to go to Atlantic City, and they talk about it. And because of Atlantic City, they did not think that New Jersey had snowplows. I don't know if I told you this story.
I heard something about this.
So they didn't think that Atlantic City had snowplows because when they were in Atlantic City, there was a blizzard. Or maybe it wasn't a blizzard, maybe it was just snow, but the roads didn't get paved enough, or, plowed enough. So they were, like, stuck there. They could only go to the hotel and the casino, they couldn't go anywhere else. And, I mean, this was probably 10, 15 years ago. Maybe right. Even 20, like, back when there was probably not those closed shops and stuff. But we were talked about winter in New Jersey, and they said, oh, well, you guys don't really get winters, do you? I said, no, we get winters like you do out here, Pennsylvania. It's just, you were in Atlantic City, and they probably...
It's not in South Carolina.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to plow the roads to keep people at the casinos to make more money.
Right.
I mean, Atlantic City was founded by mobsters. No offense to your people.
No way, I understand. Very shifty people. So basically... They were under the impression that the entire state of New Jersey really doesn't get snow because one time they were in Atlantic City and got snowed in.
Yes, basically. And the thing is, I don't even think that they were snowed in. I think that they went outside and they saw that the roads weren't plowed.
Oh, so like they just completely overreacted.
Basically.
It sounds like a typical old person type situation.
Yes, yes. This is a good story that I wanted to tell you. So last time I was up there talking to you, I mentioned that I felt I should get myself moving on making a life change, so to speak.
I'm
finally buying a ring, maybe, and because that's been like 5 years, and so I've been thinking for a while I should get myself going, and we'll say last week, we'll say Wednesday, maybe, we were at the mall shopping, and we passed by a jewelry store, and I said, "You want to go in and look around?"
Oh boy,
she said. Well, no, the story this isn't where the story gets bad. She says, "Yeah, okay." So we sit down, we look. I think it was K's, because every kiss begins with K, you know?
Right. They got those great ads.
Right. Are they the ones with the shadows?
No, that was De Beers.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure it was De Beers with the shadows. I like the K ones where it has, like, it's really just a tearjerker, and they show like, some stupid woman, like, talking to her husband over Skype or something, and he's in Iraq, and like the kid gives her the jewelry. He's like, "Oh, I had my little man help pick it out," and then everyone's just weeping, and I'm like, "This is how we have to sell jewelry."
But
people are really just
And then at the end, it's Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman,
basically,
and she has like a collection with them, and she does the open heart, and she's like, "Come to my open heart collection." Because an open heart is a happy one, or some shit like that.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've witnessed that.
I think I know the commercial you're talking about, and I think she says that at the end of that.
Wow. Well, that's some real shit, if you ask me. But anyways.
Anyway, so aside from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, she was not there to help me. Dealt with a very nice woman, who I will say was very patient, showed us a lot of different things. Went to the point where she showed us things that she was almost sure that Rachel wouldn't like, because she just wanted to make sure that Rachel knew what she wanted.
Because so women are picky.
Well, yeah, and we had never looked before, hadn't done anything, so
yeah.
she was taking her time to show the differences between all they had. She was very patient with us, trying to figure it out and everything, and gave us like all the information, and which was important because I found out that Rachel has freakishly small fingers.
Huh. You hadn't noticed this before in any.
I never compared
activities.
I never compared the size of her fingers to other people.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like I don't think about in the list of things that I think about during the day, and I think about some weird shit. So you would think that maybe I would think about finger size, but no.
Well, I guess really the only person you have to compare them to are yours, and you're probably just glad that she doesn't have fingers as big as yours.
Yeah, I'm glad she doesn't have man hands.
Right, exactly.
So she has she measures her ring size and goes, "Oh, you're 4.5." And the first words out of Rachel's mouth are, "That's a size?" She thought they ended at 5.
Oh, okay. She thought 5 was like the low end or something?
The smallest. Someone goes, "Yeah, yeah." And she goes, "What that means is that you will have to specially order it."
Oh, Jesus.
Because I guess the way they're done is it's like a size. They're all made like a size 7. And then they shrink it down to like a size 5, and they can just like take out metal and solder it together.
Right.
So, I got a special order ring for her, and it's gonna take like an extra 2 or 3 months.
So your girlfriend has fingers like a child?
I don't wanna say it. Fingers like a child?
I mean, she doesn't look like a child.
She's got small hands. I mean, a 4.5 is tight on her, but a 5 is almost too loose.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Well, in the winter, like, her hands are going to contract more." And I was like, "Well, then you should get the smaller size, because I don't want you losing it if I buy this for you."
Right.
So we look at the ring, and we have a good idea, and we go through everything and get all the information. But then the next day, and this is where it actually gets interesting, the next day, she goes to breakfast with her grandmother. Her grandmother.
You mean paternal?
Paternal. Thank you.
Fraternal.
Fraternal is twins, isn't it? Or brothers. Anyway. Paternal. Paternal grandmother she goes to breakfast with. And she comes back and it was not good. She goes, well, at one point in the conversation, my grandmother says, what are your and Keith's intentions? Because before this, she was talking about us living together, and she said something about how back in her day, it was called giving the milk away for free.
Oh.
So.
Keith, are you getting milk for free?
No, I go to the store and buy milk, just like everybody else. So, we are just talking about milk, right?
Yeah, we're still talking about milk.
So these are the options when asking what our intentions are. She wants to know if we intend to get married.
Mm.
Or if we intend to split up and go our separate ways.
That's it?
Or also live together. Just keep living together.
Continue to live in sin.
Yes. But I guess she just said continue to live together, which I think would go without saying with number one.
Right. I mean, why are you going to continue to live with her if you guys aren't eventually going to get married?
Yeah. But then I was thinking, who actually intends to split up and go your separate ways?
Yeah, I mean, unless it goes bad. I don't know.
But that's not an intention of yours. You don't start off going, oh, I think we'll hang out for a couple years. Then once the lease is up, we'll split up and go our separate ways.
Well, I mean, you know, you're just hanging out. You're having fun. That's all you're doing, right?
Well, yeah, but we're not really planning on splitting up.
So, what did Rachel tell her fraternal grandmother?
Well, she didn't tell her, because she thought the timing was perfect, considering we had just been looking at rings the day before. She didn't bring it up, though, because she knew that if she did, then it would be nothing but asking about it.
Right, there's just a shit ton of other questions.
For so long. And then, you know, we have to worry about all that. And even if I were to order it today, it would still be, like I said, 2 months before I would actually get it.
Right.
Because her fingers are so freakishly small.
So, now, did she find one she liked, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she found one she really likes, and I mean, it's not bad. The nice thing that I didn't really understand, it took me a while to understand, because it comes as a set, and there's an engagement ring with the larger diamond on it, and then there's a second band, and I didn't, with some diamonds kind of in it, you know, smaller ones in the band itself.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, for whatever reason, I wasn't thinking this way. And then it finally dawned on me that second band is actually the wedding band. So if I buy it at the same time, I'm getting the engagement ring, but then we're also already taking care of the wedding band.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me that it was a male engagement ring.
No.
Because I heard of that recently, of men wearing engagement rings. And I'm going to just throw this out here. I think it's a bit stupid and really lame.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could do that. So I'm glad you're not, because you wouldn't want me to think less of you.
To be honest, I'm not sure you could think less of me.
That's true. I don't know. So now, what's the plan here? So you got... You think you're going to order this ring that she likes, or are you going to keep searching around and living in sin?
Well, we're going to keep living in sin for a little while.
That's good.
I mean, we do have a lease, so we'll be living in sin for a while longer till I order the ring. I think this is the one we're going to go with when I do make that call.
Well, this all sounds pretty interesting, though.
Yeah,
I'll give you congratulations, even though, you know, no moves have been made, but it is a good step.
It's a positive step. I mean, I was debating because I kind of wanted it to be a surprise, but at the same time, knowing Rachel, she has her own style. She likes things a certain way. I can't go into a store and say what's popular, because chances are that's not necessarily what she's going to like.
Right.
And to be honest, the one that she kind of gravitated towards, I would probably not have picked for her.
Yeah. I mean, was it kind of more modern, or was it like more old-fashioned?
I'm going to say more modern, because it doesn't look like any of the rings I've seen, like my mom have, or...
Yeah. Like, you know what? I guess I don't even really... I mean, other than, like, shit that my grandmother wore that was, like, really big and gaudy, I guess I don't really know too many, what was old.
Yeah. Well, and I would say probably more modern, Chris. It's going to be, like, white gold instead of just regular gold.
Uh-huh.
Just sitting down there with her looking at all the rings, I was overwhelmed even though she was doing the picking, and I was like, there's no way I would have been able to pick out a ring for her that she would have liked.
Right.
We'll keep doing that instead of deciding to break up and go our separate ways.
Yeah. That's, now, is this the same grandmother that one time asked what fisting was?
Yes. Yes. That is indeed the same grandmother.
Okay, because sometimes old people like to bring up funny things like that. One time my grandmother, she was mentioning how she was watching something on TV, and I think she was watching, like, HBO or something. It might have been late at night, which I can't believe she was doing.
So she was watching Real Sex?
I want to assume she wasn't, but...
She was.
I think she was. And she brought up something about a guy having, like, a Prince Albert piercing. And she was like, how does that work? Doesn't that scratch the girl inside? And she's going on, and I was like, I really can't listen to this.
you tapped out right away.
Yeah, and she's saying this to my father, her who's her son, and he's just like, Mom, I couldn't do it. It just wasn't good. The thought of the Prince Albert piercing is so repulsive to begin with. Never mind talking about it with my grandmother.
Yeah. Now that I'm unemployed and I'm sitting at home looking at what's on during daytime TV.
Yeah.
If you're older, you're sitting at home and all you can do is watch TV and you can't do everything you used to do, so you just kind of sit there and think about what you watch on TV. It's not a good lineup. Because you go from, like, the Today Show to the fourth hour of the Today Show with Kathy Lee getting drunk.
Is she... You know what? I didn't even know she was still on.
Oh, yeah. The other day she asked Martin Short about his wife.
Oh.
And then found out that his wife had passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, did she really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I will give him credit. He handled it really well.
What did Martin Short's wife die of?
Probably cancer.
The sea, probably.
But you go from that to, like, the doctors, to Maury Povich, Dr. Oz. And
yeah,
it's all just weird shit to think about.
And honestly, of the shit that you mentioned, Dr. Oz is probably one of the classier things you could watch.
That's true.
You watch some fucking Maury. I mean, unless he's got Jack Hanna on, it's just filthy.
I feel like every time I watch Maury, it's always a paternity test.
It is
about who the father is.
You are not the father. You hope.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the women that go in there. They get the paternity test, and they've had it done like 4, 5, 6 times. And it's like, it's not like you're pregnant. It's not like an elephant that's pregnant for like a year and a half. Like, you can narrow down when you got pregnant to like a few week span.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot narrow down the guy. Like, you've gone there and had like 10 paternity tests done. And it's like, you slept with over 10 guys in like 2 weeks. That's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, the caliber of people that are on that show, it's not good.
No.
Now, I heard a story. I can't remember where I heard it. So this is kind of like an urban legend kind of thing. I mean, I remember.
Was it like Bad Boy?
No, it wasn't Bad Boy. It was, I can't remember where the hell I heard it, though. It was from what I have filed in my mind as a somewhat reliable source. But there was a family who, and we'll say it's probably this half of Pennsylvania. There is a family who was trying to make a living basically off of having kids. And this girl would get herself pregnant and have the kid. And the grandmother would adopt the kid and then get money from the government to raise the kid. And that money was used to support the family.
Right.
But the way the story was told, basically, the girl was going out and just getting knocked up by whoever. Like, I don't think there was a selection process.
Yeah, it was just whoever will fuck me.
Pretty much.
Huh. So what you're saying is that she was A, up for the Mother of the Year award?
What I'm saying is... what I'm saying is she was A, up for that, B, she was a whore, and C, she was a bit of an entrepreneur, so...
Well, you know, she had a little bit of that go-get-em spirit. You know, I'll give her that.
She was like Zuckerberg, just with boobs.
Zuckerberg. Oh, so
let's call that an episode.
All right.
This has been But You're Wrong.
I farted.
I heard that.
Good. I'm glad I picked it up.
And I'm leaving that in the episode.
Fuck.
At least I think I am.
I really thought you hit stop.
No, because I was going to do the out also.
Oh, okay.
So this is Ben, but you're wrong. I'm Keith.
I'm Greg.
And we'll see you next week.